A Price to Pay by Chris Sims. Narrated by Becky Hindley. Prologue. They were going to kill her. The girl was now sure of that. She didn't need to understand what they were saying. The decision showed in their eyes, betrayed itself in the tight set of their lips. The man who'd been raping her since she'd first arrived blanked her on the final day. Men. What a joke. She'd experienced enough of them in her short life to know what he'd been hoping when she'd first arrived. As they bundled her out the van, she'd seen him looking across the courtyard at her with glittering eyes. Later, in the room they kept her in, she could almost hear the clunk of his thoughts as they made their brief journey through his brain. Just you wait. I'll be so amazing you won't be able to stop yourself from enjoying it. Each time we do it, you'll like me a little more. In time, you'll grow to love me, to need me. She hadn't. Not with the men back in Birmingham, and not out here in this flat-roofed house, cowering behind high walls, halfway up some wind-whipped mountain in the middle of nowhere. Instead, she continued to fight. So he'd lost patience after a few days, got rougher, started with the slaps and stuff. Big deal, she'd had worse. Her dad used to touch the tip of a cigarette against her inner thigh. Now that did hurt. Made her legs spring open, that did. But the one who was really nasty, the one who she could tell was pulling the strings, the one who listened to the family's whining reports with a mouth that grew more and more tight with outrage, was the grandma. That face like a giant raisin, maggot holes for eyes, lips like a puckered arsehole. During the days, they tried to get her to teach their younger kids English. That was fun, telling the little brown-eyed dickheads that the word for tree was twat, window was wank, spoon was spunk, and grandma, she was cocksucker. When they eventually realised, she was certain it was the grandma who'd said to just finish it. Like the girl was one of their goats, herded into the courtyard at sundown each day. Something to take a knife to, chuck the remains away, burn, maybe. So when the door to the room they kept her in opened and some new man stepped inside, she'd been caught by surprise, especially when he didn't swing a leg back and boot her like the family did. This man stepped closer, while sadly scratching his beard. He'd undone her ropes and spoken. The one who she could tell was pulling the strings, the one who listened to the family's whining reports with a mouth that grew more and more tight without...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?